Joe Woolley, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. You're back at Kidsgrove Athletic, having rejoined from 1874 Northwich. What made you, first of all, want to return to Kidsgrove Athletic?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Well, obviously, Scott got in touch over the off-season and met up for a chat a couple of times. And just the ambition and the plans for the club on and off the field is something I wanted to be part of. Had a good couple of years at 1874, loved my time there, but just feel like I've got some unfinished business at Kidsgrove, so delighted to be back.
The plans that Scott and, I guess, Mick Fitzjohn, the chairman, and Ian Cooper, vice chairman, shared with you. Now, I won't expect you to reveal all their plans, but what sort of plans and how did it get sold to you, Kidsgrove Athletic? Because it's a club that we know is certainly aiming for promotion into the Premier Division, but last couple of seasons, for whatever reason, have finished mid-table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the facilities and everything they've got down there, I mean, every time I go down, someone's doing something around the ground, volunteering. Obviously, I know Fitz and Coops from when I was there previously. You know, I know the commitment and stuff that they're putting into it. And then the plans that Scott's got in place, the players he's bringing in, you know, they weren't, I don't think they're outside the top eight all of last year. So hopefully we can, a few additions, and we can maintain that and go for the playoffs.
Do you think Kidsgrove can make the playoffs next season? There's no Macclesfield, who essentially ran away with the league in the end, but you're at 1874 Northwich and you stopped them, and there's no Workington either, which is a long journey, but there are some fantastic teams in there, not least Kidsgrove Athletic.
Look, two big sides have gone up. Some big sides come in. I think it's been more competitive. So yeah, I don't see no reason why not. We can't put our name in there.
As you mentioned at the start of the interview, you were previously with the club, I think it was about 8-9 years ago, nearly a decade that you were with the club, and you've mentioned Mick Fitzjohn and Ian Cooper being there from your last time. Has much else changed or still the same from when you were there previously? The ground's developed quite a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, obviously put a lot of effort into it. Obviously, new faces in terms of the playing side and management side, coaching and stuff. So yeah, a few faces to meet, but you know, I know the ethics of the club and what they're going for, so I wanted to be a part of that.
I think, was Oliver Jepson with you in your previous spell? He's been there for quite a while, hasn't he?
No, I think I left just as he came in. We were chatting about it last night, his first session, but I think the only player there from previous was Bergs, so yeah. Mm. Good to catch up with him as well.
So you go back a long way then with Lewis Bergin.
Yeah.
Obviously, you were with 1874 Northwich since, I think it was about 2015, and you made 123 appearances looking at their website, so you're certainly a fan's favourite. Will you be hoping you'd be able to do the same for Kidsgrove Athletic, not only get to three digits in terms of appearances, but become a fan's favourite?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of, when I first left Kidsgrove, I went to Northwich, I had a couple of bad injuries, so it's only really the past two seasons I felt like I really contributed to the side. You know, I picked up a few awards in that time over the couple of seasons. But yeah, going forward, I'd love to get some appearances and contribute a few goals and assists. And yeah, fans, maybe that'd be great.
What did you make of Kidsgrove last season? You say a top eight finish for them, and they were in there for the majority of the season. Obviously, you played them twice with being with 1874 Northwich.
Yeah, I think we drew both games. But yeah, but you know, physical side, Scott's got a way he likes to play. Experienced players. So I think that experience will take us a long way.
2023-2024 season, it's not too far away. I think it's a week on Friday, 2 weeks on Friday even, to your first game. You play Stoke City under-23s at the Autonet Insurance Stadium. What's your aims for that season? I guess promotion will be one for the club, but personally as well, are you looking to get any targets set?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got 11 goals last year, so on a personal level, you know, if I can target 15 goals, few assists, and help the club get playoffs, that'd be brilliant.